The New York State Public Service Commission approved the $1.5 billion acquisition by Canadian energy company Fortis Inc. of Poughkeepsie-based CH Energy Group, parent company of Central Hudson Gas and Electric, in mid-June. The deal was closed by the end of the month, after the PSC issued a written order expanding upon the verbal okay. Any objections or comments to the written order had to be received within 30 days by Friday, July 26th. Three petitions were filed. One is from Citizens for Local Power and a municipal consortium. Utilities attorney Dan Duthie advises the group.
You know, it's hard at this point to unscramble the eggs, but we're still giving it a try.
He says after having reviewed the written order, he came to the following conclusion.
I think what really stood out is the legal error in not having an evidentiary hearing. And that is the primary focus of our petition for rehearing, is the fact that they didn't have an evidentiary hearing, which is required by their regulations and by their own precedent in all the other cases.
U.S. Senator Charles Schumer called for evidentiary hearings. Again, here's Duthie.
So there's pretty strong case law that goes up, that comes out from the Court of Appeals, the state's highest court, that when an agency departs from its precedent, when it departs from its custom and practice, it really has to explain it. And they didn't do that.
The two other petitions filed with the PSC also calling for a rehearing are from the Public Utility Law Project and Democratic State Assemblyman Kevin Cahill, who has waved a red flag pursuant to the merger from early in the process. Denise Doring Van Buren is a spokeswoman for Central Hudson. She says Central Hudson and Fortis accepted and signed the commission's order, and the transaction was completed at the end of June.
Our shareholders have, in fact, already begun to receive payments for their shares. So obviously our priority now has become fulfilling all of the order's components. We're doing that because we recognize that the order contains many benefits for our customers, in fact, an estimated $50 million in benefits. And we remain certain and committed to the fact that becoming part of the Fortis families of companies is going to benefit our customers and the communities that we serve.
Merger enhancements in the final days prior to the PSC approval included a reworked agreement with union workers and a one-year rate freeze extension. Attorney Dan Duthie balks at the latter. He says in addition to a rehearing, Citizens for Local Power is also requesting the establishment of temporary utility rates until new lower rates can be set. He alleges Central Hudson has been over-earning for years.
So that was another error in that extending the rates as per the enhancements that was filed at the 11th hour by Fortis is of no benefit to the ratepayers, but it is of total benefit to the shareholders. Hey, you get to earn more than you're supposed to for another year. Huh? That's a benefit?
Duthie points out that the three petitions are separate. He says they're similar, but with variations. An attorney for Central Hudson filed a letter with the PSC July 26th as well, though in response to a letter filed by the Public Utility Law Project in mid-July. The attorney states in the letter that there has not yet been ample time to review the petitions for a rehearing, and that Central Hudson reserves the right to answer the petitions at a later date. Requests for comment from a PSC spokesman were not returned in time for this broadcast. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.